Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Hi, this is Mars Doza. I'm calling because we still ain't got no information on how to clock
Offer.
in and out.
Yeah, okay, so I'll tell you what the process is. As soon as we get the authorization, that day we always contact the patient and the caregiver to give information. Now this week, honestly, we've reached out dozens of times to the service coordinator. The last response we got was that she confirmed that she will alert the agency that sends out the authorizations to send it over, and that was on the 23rd, to Wednesday. So maybe we should try conferencing her in. Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay, stay on the phone. I'll just connect her. It'll take about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Are you still there, Mr. Doozy?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, she didn't respond. I'm gonna send her an email now just to follow up. I'm sorry it's taking so long. Sometimes I'll tell you why. She sent the authorization up at the end of last week, and then when I followed up with her this week, she said that it looks like it wasn't processed on her part. So it happens sometimes, but as soon as we receive it, we'll give you guys a call right away and we'll set things up.
Yeah, but right now, I mean,
Yeah.
you see, I don't have, my caregiver, he's not coming in now
Right.
because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I understand it is frustrating. If I do get through to her also, maybe it'll be possible for her to backdate some of the days. But again, it's up to the service coordinator.
Right, well, I'm a who did you try to call? My service coordinator?
Yeah, Yvonne.
I don't know what's wrong with this. All right.
You have her number?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You
I'm
can also
upset.
try, yeah, reaching out to her as well.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I will.
Okay, great. All right. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay, bye.